be on the winning side. Bible Thought. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Ahaz was a most corrupt king. He burned incense in places dedicated to pagans. He ignored God's commandments if they interfered with his wishes. He even burned his own son as a sacrifice, following the detestable practices of the pagans. How horrible! Instead of turning to God, as everyone should, especially leaders, Ahaz turned to the heathen king of Assyria. Ahaz so provoked Isaiah that he foretold the coming of our Savior, as noted in today's Bible Thought. That is the only good thing that can be said of Ahaz. It may come as a surprise to some, but God always wins. Sooner or later, one's sins catch up. Sin may occur for a season, but its consequences are inevitable. Ahaz left terrible memories. I doubt if anyone mourned his death. Those who follow the Lord leave a legacy of good memories. I not only want to leave good memories, I want to be on the winning side. Don't you? Dear precious Lord, thank you that through Jesus we overcome and win. Thank you for the victory, even our faith. We praise you with every breath. We sing of your marvelous works all the day long. In Jesus' beautiful name, amen. Joan Clayton, Portales, New Mexico.